Attention Magazine, making a difference for people affected by ADHD. Check out the December issue, where we'll cover strategies for a stress-free holiday, travel and routine challenges, dealing with extended families, and parenting when you have ADHD. Attention Magazine is chad.org. Click, join, get involved. Download the Attention Magazine app on iTunes.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
All right, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper. We have a great and timely show for you tonight, titled, Honestly, ADHD and the Holidays Are Difficult for Parents. It's going to be a great show. We're going to meet you where we are, try to see if we can talk about what's at play and give you some tips. With us in our virtual studio is ADHD coach Carolyn McGuire. While she is a coach, she's coming to you a little bit more as a lived experience and a mother who is in the thick of this stuff right now. So this is not like a bunch of book stuff. This is not like a lot of theory stuff. This is like she's living it as we speak. So we're excited about that. Real quickly, today is Wednesday, December the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2015. If by chance you're listening to this show tonight, dial off when it's over with and join me for the Totally ADD Holiday Bash that's going to start about 30 minutes after this show ends, and you can find that at totallyadd.com. We'd also like to thank Alcobria, a brand-new sponsor that's jumped on for a short period of time with us. They are a pharmaceutical company, but they're really kind of coming to really bring and support or make the ADHD community aware of the advantages of clinical trials. We're actually going to do a show in January that talks about, for those out there, if you've got a diagnosis or you don't have a diagnosis and you want one, it's just interesting resources that you can do by checking some of that stuff out. So more on that to come. Also want to plug the Learning Challenge Child.com. They are having a telesummit starting January the 4th, I believe, in year 2016. I'm kind of excited. I'm going to be presenting in that, actually kind of talking not so much as a parent type thing, but just kind of my lived experience, kind of grew up with the challenges that I had with learning disability and dyslexia. Also, Linda Rogley is putting on a telesummit for women called ADHD Palooza. Actually, I take that back. It's with her and Terry Maitland. That's going to be real exciting. I know I'm going to be on that when talking about ADHD and exercise and trying to talk about in the context of women. So know that that's out there. Also, I myself was digging through the archives the other day and kind of came up with a top 10 list, if you will, of the favorite shows that we've done on Attention Talk Radio. And, you know, it's exhausting because in total we have over 450 interviews on radio and video with over 208 hours of content, which is a little bit overwhelming. So we've consolidated that data that for you. If you just go to digcoaching.com/ATR, you can download our top 10 list. And I think you'll enjoy that. I encourage you to go check that out. I think that's all of our announcements. So let's see. Yep. Okay, let's get into the show again. We got Carolyn McGuire. She is an ADHD mom, and we're going to be interviewing her in that light, but also she's a certified professional coach for children with ADHD and their families. She's earned her ACCG from the ADD Coach Academy and her PC from the International Coach Federation. While she says she graduates from there, she's actually on faculty there, so it's not just she understands it, she actually teaches it to other people, actually along with myself. She speaks at venues throughout the world on topics related to young people and ADHD, LD, and other social skills issues. She's a certified parent-to-parent coach through CHAD, and is a teleclass leader, again, for the ADD Coach Academy. She lives with her husband and two children in Concord, Massachusetts. Her website is necoaching.com. And with that, Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you, Jeff? Thanks so much for having me.
No, thank you for coming on to talk about this very, very timely issue. Caroline, I want to kind of, I think for the show today, there's a little bit of a plan today. I don't always have a plan, but we got a little bit of a plan, and we'll probably deviate from it. But I want to kind of, like, just talk about the ADHD and the holidays, like, why it's probably a little bit more difficult and sometimes more euphoric. Then we'll talk about, like, practical skills and techniques that parents can do to kind of mitigate some of this stuff. So to kick things off, just share your experience, because you've got ADHD household yourself, kids, yourself,
yeah,
kind of manage that. Just talk about it in a higher level, and we'll start getting down to some details.
So, I mean, from a higher level, I think there's things that go on for moms with ADHD where, for instance, there's a tipping point for me with holidays and stress. Right, I don't cope with the stress like some other people cope with the stress. Although everyone I know is stressed about the holidays, I think that I do things like, if I go out and I forget, you know, how many gift cards to buy the teachers, I've learned to buy more. I buy extra because I'm going to drink the coffee from the Starbucks if I don't, you know, if I don't use them all. And, you know, I might forget one or two, and that sends you willy-nilly back to these folks. So I've kind of learned, I'm trying to banish the shoulds. That's sort of my motto for this holiday season, because, you know, maybe it's great if someone else my husband and I used to make fudge back when we didn't have kids for everyone. I mean, everyone in his office, everybody in our, you know, the church were involved in and everything. But you know what? I can't actually get that done and self-monitor and monitor little kids' homework and, you know, make sure we have diapers. So I don't do it anymore. You know, it's that kind of thing that if we banish the shoulds, I know that this is something I'm personally working on, then I have a happier experience.
Can I pause here for a second? I want to continue on that line, but I want to kind of pause for a second and talk about, you said stress and tipping points, and I just want to kind of like acknowledge where that stress comes from, because one, if you've got kids with ADHD, here comes that self-regulation problem, because they're off the chart. They need constant stimulation, and when they're going to school, if you have preschoolers, that's one thing, but if they're going to school, they're gone for part of the day, it occupies their day, brings them home a little bit tired, but when you hit the holidays and around from school, now they got to be stimulated 24/7, and they either are finding things to do, or when they get bored, they start pushing the button. So that's an area of stress. You've got the lack of structure and schedule that kind of guides everybody, so that creates some more stress. I find that many times when the holidays come around, people are cooking more, they're preparing food, just like the fudge. That creates a little level of stress. If you have ADHD as a parent that's involved with this, it requires a lot of executive functioning, planning, sequence in order to move those holidays, which is not necessarily in your wheelhouse, which is an area of stress, because there's so much more that you need to plan for and do and buy as a result of it. You just gave a great example of presents and cards. Another thing, too, a lot of times is that creates some stress is you finally have that window, and I find a lot of adults sometimes, or kids, are like, well, they have this project they're going to get done because you can't get it done during the week, and you feel like you've got to get this thing done to get kind of caught up. That creates more pressure and more stress. And so when you begin to think about it, there's legitimate reasons why you feel that stress and those tipping points that really just kind of explode sometimes just by the nature of ADHD, the challenges of executive functioning, and the self-regulation side. At the same time, I also say is that being in an ADHD household, sometimes that passion, particularly like on a Christmas morning where the kids are opening presents, can be a little bit more exuberant, but that's just, I just want to set the stage, Caroline, because that really drives a lot of the stress, and it's real, and it's not like you can't get rid of it because of all these things. You want to share your thoughts on that?
Well, I absolutely agree, and I think that there's a few pieces to this that you touched on that I think are really important. One, the logistics of that can cause
yes.
so much stress. So, you know, I was just downstairs in a secret room I have in the basement looking through presents, and I'm thinking, how much do I have to wrap? And it's you know, it's that's a stress. That's something else I don't normally have to do, and logistics and everything. And I think, you know, one of the things one of my clients yesterday was telling me a story about, you know, kids leave the room. Don't listen to this. I'm giving you a pause. But the elf on the shelf. And you know, we have working memory issues, so we forget to move the elves. And, you know, I asked her, well, what role does the elf have to play? Do we have to have an elf? And so it's sort of like those things, those logistical elements start to cause stress because, you know, they're not playing to our strengths. And,
yep.
and my thing to people is, do you have to do everything everyone else does? And can you give yourself, cut yourself a break, right? I cut myself
yep.
a lot of breaks. You know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I have a little creative stories in my back pocket of why the elf did not move. He liked it there. He was cozy by the fire. He was happy there. You know, he's looking out for you because yesterday he saw you didn't do your homework. And then the other thing I was going to touch on that you mentioned with the stress piece is the kids, because they have expectations they bring to us, and then we're coping with the winter break where they're home, they don't have structure, and they're a little crazy and dysregulated. But also, I think, you know, a lot of times we make the mistake of having too much downtime with kids,
mm-hmm.
and
yep.
if they're ADHD kids, being in the house for 7-8 days is probably not your best bet. Your best bet is probably to have a plan and to sort of have an emergency plan, right? When
yep.
things are going south, we're gonna go outside and we're gonna throw snowballs, or
yep.
we're gonna go for a walk because this inside thing, you know,
yep.
is a problem.
Yep, yep. Hey, Kel, we need to run to a break real quick. We come back from break. I want to kind of continue this kind of conversation, also brainstorm on just some wacky kind of things that some that to kind of loosen up people's mind, to kind of like think about different ways that they could do to accomplish getting through the holidays at the same time have some fun. So before we go to break, learn more about Carolyn McGuire at necoaching.com, and feel free to check out my stuff at digcoaching.com, or go to digcoaching.com/ATR and download my list of the top 10 videos. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Looking for a new way to manage your ADHD or ADD? A new clinical trial is testing an investigational medicine for adults with ADHD. The medication is not a stimulant. There's no cost to participate, and health insurance is not required. If you've been diagnosed with ADHD and want to learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more, or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm here with Caroline McGuire. We're talking about the realities of the ADHD holiday season. Before the break, we were talking about some of the reasons why there's that added level of stress, and it's no wonder those with ADHD, particularly parents, kind of like they hit their tipping points. Caroline was actually kind of talking about like this year is the year without the shoulds. And, you know, Caroline, while I was thinking on the break, because this show is about paying attention to attention, is that notion of maybe beginning to think in terms of coming up with Christmas or holiday traditions that are different than the norm as a means to kind of spice things up. And I know one of the things that we wanted to do was try to brainstorm and kind of come up with some creative ideas that you, our listeners, don't necessarily have to do, but it might spark a thought that might have you think of something to do. And, you know, one of the things that I had done years ago when my kids were young was have an ugly wrapping contest where the presents are out, the kids wrap them, and the idea is to make them ugly. And really, we made a game out of it so that they weren't confined to the perfect package, and they could bring some of those kind of creativity into it, and they could use, like, you know, newspaper and wrapping paper. And it might not necessarily make the prettiest Martha Stewart picture with a Christmas tree, but at the end of the day, it's a way to get the kids engaged and have fun at the same time. Thoughts on that?
So I love that idea, and I think it also takes some of the pressure off, right? So you have an activity for them,
yep.
And you have something that's creative. They're engaged, and they also kind of are participating. They are participating, and therefore they feel part of it, and therefore it's not just mom producing the holiday. It's everybody.
Yep.
And what I love about – you had another tip that you mentioned that I loved and I'm going to definitely use with clients. When I mention a lot of my clients are nonlinear, and so they kind of drive back and forth across town rather than sort of having a plan. Do you want to speak to that?
Yeah, so this is actually, everybody, we were having a conversation before we got on the show about this, and she was talking about, you know, people that during the holidays you have so many errands that you have to run, whether it's, you know, getting food for a party or presents or, you know, whatever, and a lot of times those will zigzag all over the place. And I found, particularly actually with some of my corporate clients that travel quite a bit, that if you actually just get a map out and then you put take a magic marker or a pen, and you put them down at all the places that you need to go. So you have a visual of what's going on. And, you know, when you have pins in a lot of one area and one pin way or on the other, you begin to look at that a little bit, and then you begin to start to say, and sometimes I actually have them get yarn out or different types of things or a marker that traces the route that they kind of go. So the idea is they try to make a loop, if they will, as opposed to a zigzaggy thing. At the end of the day, it's a visual planning tool so that when you go out and about and you're doing some of these things, you're doing it in as efficient manner as possible. And the visual and the tool actually kind of helps organize it for them so that they can execute a little bit easier.
I think it's a great idea because a lot of folks, you know, a lot of us with ADHD, we have to pay attention and notice that we aren't linear, and that's great, mm-hmm. except when it comes to those kind of tasks that, you know, really lend themselves to being linear, and then it takes up a ton of our time, thus causing more stress.
Yep.
And so that, I loved that tip because I think it really allows you to, again, use your creativity.
Yep.
It's very visual.
Yep. So one of the other logistical things that we talked about is actually presents and stuff for the holidays. And as you were saying at the beginning of the show, is going out there and, you know, kind of overbuying, particularly in the area of gift cards. If you really are a Target shopper or if you really like Starbucks or whatever, buying a bunch of cards in those areas so that you have them on hand to give out, knowing that if you're long, in other words, you've got more cards, you're going to end up using them anyway. So they're not going to kind of go by the wayside, which really makes a lot of sense. I know another thing that my mother does is she sets up a lot of traditions in terms of gifts and tries to buy presents that always go. So one of those, for example, is when I was a kid growing up, we always got a silver dollar for that minted under that particular year. And my kids, once I got older, my kids always got a silver dollar. It's a small little thing that we always knew, but it made it
it was a reoccurring thing, so she'd get a bunch of gifts. There was always all these things, and then a bigger one. Or another idea is if you're dealing with like a mother-in-law or something like that, where you get like a charm bracelet, and the bracelet's the first year, and every year after that you do the charm, so you kind of know what you're going to get. You know where it is. You can buy it any time of the year. Or even last minute, but you don't have to. It removes the executive functioning or the thought or the creativity of having to come up with something to go get them. So it just makes it more of a task type thing. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Yeah, and what I love about that idea also is that one of my tips is always to buy something that could be interchangeable. So in other words, you're buying something that you could give, like a charm, to other people. And it's not so impersonal, but you're doing something that, you know, allows you to go to one store to buy for a bunch of people. You can individualize it a little bit, but you're also meeting the need of sort of the broader audience, right?
Yep, yep,
and
yep.
So the other thing I always say to folks is, what can you purchase that meets the needs of a bunch of people? And that's sort of along what you're saying. It's to shop by a theme. You know, last year we were at Disney at this time of year, so guess what people got? You all got stuff from Disney. And that was okay. People thought it was really fun, but it was that I wasn't going to go home and then start shopping because that would have been hard. So my theme was that. And the other thing that didn't tell folks with ADHD, because of the regulation issues that we have, is make a budget for Christmas before you start, for the holidays, for Hanukkah, for everything, because we tend to get caught up in the moment, self-regulation, or we feel pressure, or we don't really realize how much we're spending. So, you know, if you want to just make sort of that plan, that way you're also looking at what can I do to sort of, you know, rein myself in a little bit.
Again, everybody, what we're hoping that we're doing is we're brainstorming here to kind of, like, kind of, because we've done some shows on attentional money. Sometimes you get locked in, things have to be a certain way, and you think about that stuff, and you can't think of anything outside of what you're thinking. So we really hope that this has kind of helped jogging your memory. And I've got two other gift shopping ideas that are helpful. Sometimes one of them, Caroline, is there are some things that you go out there and you buy and you know what you want, but for whatever reason, there's a whoever you're buying for, there's a preference. So, like, my younger son, he likes soccer. He's a big soccer person. Cleats are really important, but I'm not really well-versed in it, so I want to surprise him with it, but at the same time, I don't really know what it is. So sometimes I'll just take a picture of what you're going to give them, and then you wrap it up, and you go online the next day and let them choose the specific style or the color or whatever that they're looking for that particular time. I've also heard a client of mine a couple years ago also, what they would do is they would give gift cards or gift certificates. And so you know what happens after, particularly Christmas, is there's always the sales that are taking place after it's over with for whatever was out there. And literally, rather than buy full retail, he would actually give members of his family certificates, and then the next day they would all run out and go hit all the deals that were out there so their money could go further and buy presents. It was actually kind of funny because it got to be this big, like, they put, metaphorically, they put their track shoes on the next day and they'd run out there because they got upset about the deals. Again, not of the norm, but it's really helpful if you're dealing with those type of logistical situations.
I also, what I love about that, and I've heard of families doing this too, is sort of the day after going out together and, you know, and making those dollars stretch and having it be a less stressful experience and having it be more about, especially with teenagers who are, I think, difficult to buy for, you know, instead of it being me buying things that they may not want or you buying things they may not want, saying to them, let's go together as a family and we'll buy you, and it's going to be at a hugely discounted rate. And I think that that also creates sort of those unique traditions that you were talking about.
Absolutely.
That make things fun.
We need to run to a break real quick. Everybody, Carolyn McGuire, NE Coaching in Eastford, New England.
NECoaching.com. And again, go check out our top 10, my top 10 favorite Attention Talk Radio interviews at digcoaching.com/ATR. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
A new study is seeking adults 18 to 55 who have been diagnosed with ADHD or ADD. The study will examine the effects of an investigational medicine on symptoms of ADHD. The medicine is not a stimulant and works differently than currently approved ADHD medications. To learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit EdgeFoundation.org to learn more how an Edge coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get five key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. We're in the holidays, and we're talking about, we're brainstorming on things to kind of help get your creative juices going so that you can come up with some really unique solutions to make your holidays a little bit easier. You know, Caroline, one of the things that I think is kind of helpful for, for many, the holidays might be good because you just kind of go to somebody's house, maybe to grandma's house or something like that, and they deal with a lot of the logistical stuff kind of when you're there, and you just kind of need to entertain the kids and stuff. But then there's the other side when everybody comes to your place, and I think that can be particularly challenging. And there was a person I was coaching a couple years ago. What they would do is they would write out an agenda when the other the crowd would show up and be like, okay, we're having, you know, dinner, barbecued ribs at 6 o'clock on this day, and then we're all going to go to the mall on this day, or, you know, whatever these times. And there was, so there's this kind of planned time for these group activities, and then past that, everybody was really kind of in on their own, so that people could kind of come up and go. And the person said it was really, really pretty helpful because everybody knew when they needed to be ready and together for certain times for those group things, but they also could plan for that white space, as opposed to that where you get up in the morning and everybody's kind of milling around waiting for an agenda to kind of come together. Have you ever heard or of anything like that working?
I absolutely have, and I think it also allows you to express preferences. So I'm thinking in terms of ADHD, families and kids. One of the things that always comes up for some of my clients is that, you know, maybe some of the cousins can, you know, be indoors all day. Maybe some of the cousins can have no structure, but your kid can't. That way, if you plan ahead and sort of when you get that agenda, then you are able as a parent to raise your hand a little bit and say, you know what, this seems like a great agenda. Can I make a little addendum?
Yep.
For my kid, we're going to do this a little differently, or may I suggest we all plan a day where, you know, I take them to the aquarium because really all this downtime won't work for this particular kid. And, you know, a lot of other times people will jump in as soon as you say that and say, you know, I was thinking the same thing. But either way, one of the things they always, you know, we always teach when you're working with ADHD kids is anticipate. Right. Try as much as you can to look at situations that are going to become a problem. And that agenda thing allows you with families who may not always get it to kind of, you know, put your needs in there. So I love that.
Yeah. You did that and you said a word in there that all of a sudden triggered something that I just want to touch base on, you know, Caroline, I've coached, oh, my God, I can't tell you how many people with ADD that, let me share what kind of one story to illustrate this. This person I was coaching had three kids, some older and some younger, and was telling a story one day where he realized he was basically beating himself up for being like this horrible parent. And as I said, well, what was kind of going on? And basically, he had a daughter. Let's say she was three or four. I don't know exactly how, but she wanted to play chutes and ladders. And she was on the carpet in the, I don't know, family room or whatever, playing chutes and ladders. And the thing about it is chutes and ladders is not really an exciting game for an adult, and particularly when the kid keeps changing the rules. So it's you don't even really know what the object is at that point in time. But the kid's playing, and it's really kind of important. But I do a lot of presentations on boredom, and those with ADHD have to be stimulated. And in those situations, the adults, many times, there's nothing that's really, really engaging, and they'll find themselves on their cell phone or jumping up to go do this and jumping up to go do that, and they feel like they're this horrible, horrible, horrible parent because they're not spending this intense quality time with their kid playing chutes and ladders. And I'm here to tell you that don't beat yourself up over that. It is hard for those with ADHD to be bored, and the key really is to anticipate possibly these things and see what you can do to kind of combine things a little bit. This particular situation, the person ended up going out the next week and planting tomatoes, or what he thought was teaching his kid to plant tomatoes in the garden. At the end of the day, he was very mentoring. It kind of occupied him, and at the end of the day, his kid was just playing in the dirt. But for his thought, he thought he was doing some stuff. And again, the reason I'm doing this is you're going to hit some times out there during the holidays when you're interacting with your kids, and if you're an adult with ADHD and you're really kind of bored, realize that that's there. Don't beat yourself up with it, but try to combine activities where there's something the two of you like to engage. So I didn't mean to get on a soapbox there, Caroline, but I just think a lot of people beat themselves up over that, and I want to acknowledge it's just not you. It happens with a lot of ADHD parents.
Absolutely. I think that no soapbox. I think that was a really good point. And I think that's the tough thing about the holidays is that, you know, while it is nice that, you know, there are kids that I see who are able or who are engaged by certain things, parents that are engaged by certain things, I will tell you that I couldn't play chutes and ladders all morning. So what is it that you need to do to find stimulation and use your creativity? You know, a lot of my clients find wrapping gifts boring, baking boring. Okay, so have a baking party. Have everybody come over, bunch of people, and you bake the cookies, or you all get together and you wrap presents together, or like you said, you have the kids engaged in it. Or, you know, one of my uncles would be here screaming, "Use gift bags." So, I mean, I think really a part of it is to look at what your needs are. And, you know, the self-regulation piece is tough. You know, I have had times where clients will say to me that, you know, they feel bad to not stay with family members, but for their ADHD kids, staying with that family member is a disaster year after year. That's banishing the shoulds. If your family does better at a hotel, go to a hotel, you know, because what's important is to have a good time, not to do what, you know, everyone else thinks you should do.
And you said that and it just sparked something. Let's say you go stay at that hotel. And I'm just making up a scenario. So, Caroline, again, this is a fictitious world. So you're visiting your mother-in-law, hypothetically, and you have your kids, and it just doesn't work. So you're staying in kind of a hotel. But they for whatever reason, they're offended by it. Like, you know, well, why? They must not like me, kind of whatever. And so there's this negativity is associated with some of that stuff. And but you have to weigh is we have the challenge of that, but you also have the challenges if you actually stayed there and the chaos that would ensue and the judgment that would ensue. And so sometimes I think it's important because there's always that counterbalance is to realize is, you know, there's sometimes there's not a perfect solution to some of that, and so you're picking the best of the worst, and
right.
And find solace in that is that you don't have the perfect outcome, and you're actually picking the best of the worst, if you will, because it's the best that you have, and just let go of those emotions because you're dealt with what you do, you're dealt with what you don't, so you might as well just acknowledge it and move forward.
Yeah, it's actually funny. I was just coaching someone earlier today, and what I said to them was, you know, what do you need? What does your kid need? Not what is it that is going to be what is expected. So make a list of your needs this holiday. You know, I need to not be bored because I just don't do well with it. I need to not have this happen. And then it's like, well, based on those needs, what plan can you have? And how can you make it fun and simple, because this is meant to be fun.
Yep. Which, we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to go to the other side a little bit, too, is around the holidays, ADHD can really be amazing in some families where they get together. I've heard of some families where they get together and the family's very creative and musically inclined, and they all get together and they go caroling, they make up stuff, they do like little skits and drama shows, or the kid opens the present with ADHD and they have that present that they've been dying for, and it's really, really relates to their strengths and passion, and then they, you know, they're so excited, kind of off the charts, and they're hyper focused in on it for days because it's they were so excited about it. There is the other side of it that manifests, and I think that in the ADHD household, it's really kind of sometimes more exciting and more fun around the holidays when that passion really kind of comes out. You want to speak to that from your perspective?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, first of all, I think that we really, you know, look at the kids and their talents and strengths. It's so much fun to give them something. And, you know, you kind of, as a parent, dream that someday they'll be on, you know, TV show telling everybody, you know, my mom gave me my first carpenter set, and that's how I, you know, build houses for a living. But but I do think that there are a lot of things out there that can really be something that, that allows that child to pursue that passion, you know, and you do hear about people who were given, you know, I have a client who is very into building, and one of the gifts he was given once was like, some people are going to be horrified by this, like nails, screws, hammers, and all that stuff, and that allowed him to build. He was, you know, middle school, and now that's what he does for a living. So I think, you know, if you have a science kid and you give them a science kit, you're really also giving them something to support their passions.
Yep. Absolutely. Somewhere in there, you know, I got so caught up in your story because there was something else I wanted to kind of bring up, and I can't remember it.
Well, I had one thing we talked about I wanted to bring up. Can I bring it up and then you can bring
please.
Your thing up?
Yep.
One of them things was we were joking about was that, you know, you have times when people do things like at Halloween and they boo you and they come and they ring your doorbell and they give you the thing. And, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah and the holiday season can be like that, where people do nice things for you and then you feel stressed to do them back. So what I would say, too, is tell people around you, you know, hey, listen, we're not booing each other this year. Make a pact with your friends so that it stays fun. And the other thing is some families do experiential things. So rather than gifts, they all go somewhere. Or they all do something fun, like you said, the day after. Yep. That could be a great way to do it.
Absolutely. And thank you for that. I'm thrilled that you brought that up, and I actually did remember where I wanted to go, because I do want to kind of move the show to kind of closing. But, you know, and where I want to go with this is, you know, you and I did a show a couple months ago during ADHD Awareness Month, and the question was, do all roads lead to mindfulness? And this show, we talked about the stressors that are there. We tried to brainstorm on external things that you could do to kind of help you self-regulate to a degree. But at the end of the day, it really all comes down to you pausing while this stuff is going on and noticing, pondering kind of what's happening, and sometimes realizing, hey, the stress, I'm adding the stress because it's the holidays, it's there, or I need to let go, or I need to stop shooting all over myself, or I need to pause in that self-care, because really, really, really managing the holidays is not letting your brain just react all over the place. It's pausing, noticing it, and then overriding those automatic responses for things that are more purposeful for you. And what I've described in our show, Caroline, it's All the experts that we talked to overwhelmingly said mindfulness can help those with ADHD, but they also overwhelmingly said it's more difficult for those with ADHD to do this. So while I'm saying this, I want to acknowledge it's not the easiest, but the more you can focus in on that and really pause and be mindful and stop and pay attention to what you're paying attention to, even though it might be difficult, I think it will pay spades for you in the long term, particularly in getting through the holidays. So I'm really interested in your thoughts on that notion of how important mindfulness is to get yourself through the holidays.
I think it's a great point. I think it's incredibly important to get through the holidays. I think that having that pause, even in the midst of things, right? Because one of the things about having ADHD is sometimes people in your life are like scratching a chalkboard, right? They kind of drive you a little more crazy, or you feel dysregulated. And that is maybe to even go into this with some simple mindfulness practices, you know, some simple breathing that you're going to do in the heat of the moment so that you can sort of pause. And maybe it's that every day at the end of the day you take a few minutes to pause and reflect on where am I going with this, because a lot of times what I hear from clients is that it becomes a runaway train and you find yourself, you know, going to 35 toy stores to look for the perfect toy, and when you get over the holiday you look back and think, well, why was I doing that? So I think to have some daily mindfulness would really help with not only that in-the-moment self-regulation, but sort of your larger journey to remind you, where am I going with this?
Yep. We just talked about you. Same thing applies to your children. We did a show with Audit Zitani from Sesame Street the end of October 2015, talked about kids and self-regulation. When they notice that stress, they pause, they belly breathe, they count 1, 2, 3. It's the same process Caroline just described for an adult. It's just for kids. Only kids can look it up on YouTube and actually see these things. So it's actually encouraging your kids, modeling this for your kids, and helping them do that, because what we've just described that will help you will also help your kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe have a secret plan. A lot of times with kids, I make a secret plan that if, you know, grandma's house doesn't really work for this ADHD kid, what are you and the kid going to use as a code word, and what are you going to do when the kid feels themselves becoming dysregulated or is just so bored? What do you have a plan ahead of time?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, everybody, we number one, we hope that you begin to realize is there's legitimate reasons why you're feeling more stressed, particularly in an ADHD household. We hope that our brainstorming, maybe some of the tips that we gave you, hey, that's perfect. Feel free to use them. Or, more importantly, take what we said, use it, your creative juices, come up with something different on your own. Maybe even send us an email at attention@attentiontalkradio.com, and we'll maybe air it a little next year. And then remember, mindfulness is so important. So with that, I will wrap things up. And Caroline, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Everybody, learn more about Caroline McGuire at necoaching.com. And again, don't forget to go to digcoaching.com/ATR and download my list of my top 10 favorite Attention Talk Radio shows. So with that, catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.